This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel, with gentle breezes in Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. The night air makes it perfect for a brief stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu in Lebanon says, "The war continues. There is more work to do." This comes from Ynet, just in. Also, Iran has rejected U.S. demands to stop uranium enrichment and funding regional groups. That story from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, deep gaps remain in negotiations with Iran. Israel prepares for two potential scenarios, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, Israel has targeted Hezbollah's last stronghold in southern Lebanon. Violent clashes reported earlier today by JNS. And finally, in earlier reporting, Israel continues to push back against infiltration and rocket threats from the security zone. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli journalist, reported just minutes ago that Israel is preparing for immediate fighting to resume. Tehran might see failed talks as a trigger for escalation. Al Arabiya English stated that Iran's IRGC warns any military vessel near the Strait of Hormuz will face decisive action. This was posted 16 minutes ago. OSIN 613, an intelligence analyst, noted that CENTCOM commander Brad Cooper is expected in Israel tomorrow, posting 18 minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Lebanon. Prime Minister Netanyahu stressed ongoing operations to push back threats from Hezbollah. He emphasized continued efforts within the security zone to counteract missile and rocket fire. The implications are significant, as residents in northern Israel remain on high alert, according to Ynet. Turning to the diplomatic front, Iran's rejection of U.S. proposals highlights ongoing tension. The Jerusalem Post reports that Iran refused to halt its uranium enrichment and support for groups like Hamas. This rejection complicates diplomatic efforts and may strain U.S.-Iran relations further, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, deep divisions in talks with Iran prompt Israel's cabinet to convene this evening. Israel Hayom notes that the cabinet will assess scenarios indicating a challenging path ahead for diplomatic resolutions. The outcome could affect regional alliances and Israel's foreign policy strategy. In southern Lebanon, Israel's artillery strikes on Hezbollah mark a critical military push. JNS describes these as targeting a strategic stronghold amid intense clashes. This strike follows recent skirmishes and underscores the volatile security environment affecting civilians in the area. On the economic front, first, Israeli chip startup Dust Photonics is in advanced talks for a major sale. CTEC reports potential buyers include Intel, Nvidia, and Amazon, driven by AI infrastructure demand. Separately, there's a surge in demand for US dollars in Israel, with exchange offices facing unusual congestion. Maariv Business highlights this trend as exchangers struggle to meet requests. And finally, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange saw gains, led by the insurance sector. Globes reports the insurance index rose over 6% on Friday, boosting market confidence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.